Our fifth finalist is Virla Appels from the Department of Biochemistry and Microbiology. Her presentation is titled Influenza A and Staphylococcus aureus, Partners in Crime.
Hi, everyone. Today, I want to talk about what happens when two pathogens, influenza A virus and a bacteria called Staphylococcus aureus, accidentally team up to make us extremely sick. First, let's talk about influenza A virus, or the flu. It attacks our respiratory system, so our nose, throat, and lungs. It's pretty miserable, as we all know, but for a healthy person, ultimately not that bad. In less healthy people, it might land them in the hospital with a high fever or trouble breathing. This is where they're likely to get a second infection, which we call co-infection. Enter Staphylococcus aureus, or Staph. This is a type of bacteria that normally lives on our skin and in our noses without causing problems. But if it gets into the wrong place, like our lungs, it can cause serious infections. Imagine this. The flu is a criminal trying to break into a building. So while the flu is wreaking havoc, trying to get through the doors, Staph just so happens to be in the same place at the same time, and without knowing it, is helping the flu. Imagine the flu virus is trying to get past security, and Staph just bumps into the security guard, distracting them just enough for the flu to slip by. In my research, I've found that Staph actually changes the way that our cells function. Specifically, Staphylococcus aureus throws off the balance of proteins, which are tools that our body uses to fight infections. It causes our cells to produce less of proteins that normally block the flu virus and more of proteins that help the flu virus replicate or spread through cells faster. The result? The virus is able to infect us more effectively, making us much sicker. This phenomenon, which we call co-infection, is a really big concern during pandemics and is very, very dangerous. It's not just that you're fighting two germs at once. It's that one germ is creating this environment that allows the other one to thrive. In my research, I grow human cells in petri dishes, and then I infect them with both the bacteria and the virus. I then use tools like microscopy and protein quantification to look at how the bacteria is changing the cells and then how that affects the virus. By better understanding this complex interaction, the hope is that we can one day design better treatments and new drugs to treat co-infection or prevent it entirely. But in the meantime, while you're waiting for my research to come to fruition, what can you do? Getting your flu shot every year? That's the best protection you can give yourself. But it's also good to keep an eye out when you're sick. If you're not feeling any better after a week or so, it might be a good time to go to the doctor, because it's possible the flu has a friend like Staph helping it make you sicker. Thank you.